was old Bebo come to avenge the death of a relative. The rascal was bouncing 4 feet high at a leap, and after about 4 leaps it was totally clear of the woods and was springing directly toward us. We broke and ran. The squirrel, however, was not a quitter. Glancing over my shoulder, I saw that it was in fact gaining on us, and Leonard's cussing was having absolutely no effect, other than to perhaps further enrage the animal, who might have had Baptist leanings. We made the car just ahead of the squirrel, but we didn't make the doors. We jumped onto the hood and then the roof of the car, which was, of course, useless. The squirrel sprang to the hood effortlessly, and with a chatter and a spray of froth, leaped onto the roof and directly at me. Leonard rescued me. He swatted it aside with the back of his hand, knocked it twisting to the ground, where it did a kind of dance on two legs, regained its footing, then began to run hysterically about in a circle. A heartbeat later, it broke the circle and charged the car again. I opened up on the fucker. 3 shots in quick succession, but the way it was moving, all those battlefield tactics, zigzagging and whatnot, I succeeded only in throwing up some pasture dirt. Next moment, the squirrel regained the hood and the roof, and the little bastard made clear I had been his intended all along. It latched onto my right forearm with its teeth, and it didn't let go. And let me tell you, squirrels have some serious goddamn teeth. It may not be lion or tiger stuff, but when they latch onto you, the difference seems minimal. I was off the roof of the car and running, the squirrel hanging onto my arm as if it were a dog tick. I swatted it with the revolver, and it still wouldn't let go. I held it out at arm's length and shot it through the chest, but it wasn't going to let a little thing like a bullet make it give in. I ran about the pasture, hopping and jerking my arm, and after what seemed an eternity, the squirrel finally lost its hold, taking flesh with it. It hit the ground and rolled, and even with a bullet hole in its small chest, it began to chase me willy-nilly about the pasture, bleeding and chattering all over the place. I wheeled and tried to fire again, but the revolver was empty. I threw it at the squirrel and missed. I ran every which way, but the squirrel was not deterred. It came leaping and biting at my ass as I darted, bobbed, and weaved, and surely would have overtaken me had not Leonard run over the disgruntled critter with his car. Another 30 seconds and my lungs would have burst, and the squirrel's intended plans for me would have been moot. I first realized what had happened when Leonard hit his horn, and I looked over my shoulder to see the squirrel get his. It was a nasty thing, this squirrel destruction. The car banged the squirrel as it leaped, making it a kind of temporary hood ornament. When the squirrel hit the dirt, Leonard slammed on the brakes, backed up, took sight of the injured beast, and ran over it, then reversed over it, got out, found a stick, and poked at the parts of the squirrel that were sticking out from under the tire. The damn thing was still alive and shrieking. Leonard had to finish it with the stick and his boot heel. On the way to the doctor, me dripping blood all over the Rambler, Leonard said, "I was wondering, Hap, did you know that squirrel? And if so, could it have been something you said?" Chapter 2.
"Rabid would be my guess," said Dr. Sylvan.
"Aw, shit," I said.
"That about puts it into perspective. Rabies is making a big comeback these days. The woods are thick with foam-mouthed critters."
Me and the doc were in one of his examining rooms, and I was sitting on the examining table, and he had just finished sewing up my arm and fastening a bandage around it. He was a sloppy-looking silver-haired man in his 60s, wearing a blood-specked white smock, my blood, rubber gloves, and an expression like someone waiting for a brain transplant. This expression was misleading. Sylvan put his foot on the trash can lid lever and pressed. The lid came up, and very carefully he removed his gloves and dropped them into the can and let the lid close. He washed his hands in the sink, fumbled inside his smock, got out a cigarette and lit it. "Isn't that bad for your health?" I said.
"Yeah," said Dr. Sylvan, "but I do it anyway."
"In your examination room."
"It's my examination room."
"But that seems like a bad idea. Patients will smell it."
"I spray little lice all around."
"You sure the squirrel had rabies? Could he have just been pissed off about something?"
"Was he frothing at the mouth?"
"Either that or he had been eating whipped cream."
"And you said he was running about in an erratic manner?"
"I don't